This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk with our first guest, Christine Zarnick, running for Erie County Comptroller. Christine, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Joe. Happy to be with you.
All right. Let's get lots to talk about. And first to talk about, you made an announcement about ErieNet earlier in the week. Obviously, a huge disappointment for Erie County. Your thoughts on just the program in general and the roadblocks allegedly it's hit?
Yeah. You take a look at what ErieNet is trying to do, and look at history, many other municipalities have tried to do the same thing. 90% of the time, those programs are financial failures, okay? And what typically happens is what is happening to Erie County right now. They want to build out, in essence, these trunk lines of broadband cable, and then they're relying on an existing internet service provider to do the branches, to go from the trunks to the homes and businesses, and they're supposed to pay a lease to ErieNet to tap into those trunks. Well, ErieNet has spoken to about a dozen internet service providers who have all said, we're not interested. That's a big red flag. They went forward anyway. The other municipalities who were in the same position, they ended up spending $20 to $40 million more to build out the branches themselves. They end up then selling the network because they don't want to be in the business of being an end user internet service provider. So they sell it at a great discount to one of those internet service providers who are sitting on the sidelines knowing what's going to happen. They swoop it up at a discount. Taxpayers are the big losers.
So we've got 18 miles of this. I think the big thing is they had no provider when they started hooking this up. I mean, this was the big announcement and nothing. Erie County knew they were putting fiber optic cables up with no one to supply it.
That's right. It was a very risky move to do with tax dollars.
And now we're 18 miles in. It was supposed to be 400 miles. And as we sit here today, they're still planning to keep on putting up what they have.
Right. And, you know, I had a press conference on this on Tuesday, and I heard some comments from our existing comptroller, Kevin Hardwick, and he doesn't agree with anything that I said. He sees that there is trouble with the ErieNet project. You know, after 6 years, they're many years behind, cost has nearly doubled. He acknowledges all of that. But he still thinks the project should go forward, and he, quote, hopes everything will turn out okay. We need more from our taxpayer watchdog. We need to know, why is it years behind? Why has the cost nearly doubled? And saying that, well, it was federal tax dollars, that doesn't make it okay to just throw it away. We pay federal tax dollars, too. He should care as much about our federal tax dollars as he does our local tax dollars.
So if as comptroller, this came on your desk 6 years ago, you would have then said, hey, this isn't going to work. There's no provider, right? I mean, you would have put the stamp of disapproval.
And I think one of the big roles of the comptroller is to monitor these sorts of projects, give an early warning sign if red flags start to appear to the county legislature. So when we're a couple years in, projected cost has doubled. We don't have anyone buying in to do those branches, that last mile. I think it should have all been put on pause. And that's what my advice would have been. You know, taking a look at what happened to other municipalities, it's not smart to go forward when we know we can't cross the finish line.
It was never smart to start.
True.
Yeah. Do you think the current comptroller, though, Kevin Hardwick, who will be on the show in 2 weeks, by the way, do you feel that he will go along with whatever the executive says?
I think that's a big part of the problem with the way that office is run right now. It's very political. I don't think he has the courage to speak up against Mark Poloncarz or Jeremy Zellner. And that's, you know, ErieNet, it's funding patronage jobs and patronage contracts, okay? But this is feeding the majority Democrat system that we have here in Buffalo and in Western New York. He's not going to speak out against that. He's afraid to.
The CEO of ErieNet, Melissa Hartman, what does her job entail? How much does she make? I mean, what is she doing on a day-to-day basis for something that right now seems pretty stalled?
Yeah, she was interviewed a few weeks ago and it talked about unanticipated regulatory complexities. Well, she got tripped up trying to do this job because she doesn't have the background and the experience and the skills to do the job, okay? She's never worked in broadband or telecommunications or anything like that, okay? She was a county supervisor. She ran against Mickey Kearns and lost. And the Democrats gave her a soft landing by giving her a patronage job at ErieNet and giving her over $100,000 a year to do a job she doesn't know how to do.
So, I mean, that's pretty much why this thing is like you said, that's pretty much why this thing is still there, because once ErieNet's ended, those jobs all go goodbye, right? There's no ErieNet.
Right. Unless, as happened in other areas, in order to actually make ErieNet connect, okay, ErieNet hasn't connected anyone. And as the plan stands right now, it won't connect to anyone. No homes, no businesses, not without a third party, an internet service provider coming in and finishing that last mile. So without that there, they could build their portion of the project completely and still no one is connected.
So they're going to continue to build this just to not say we were wrong? I mean, is that what it seems like to you?
I don't know the motivation. I would love to. I think it sort of goes along the line, you know, we received this federal money, we've allocated it, we're going to spend it. But, as if it were free money.
But that's federal money that could have gone to anything else in the county.
Absolutely. It was American Rescue Plan funds. The county was given just a large lump sum. You decide how you want to spend it. So really any infrastructure project would have been an allowable use of those funds. They chose ErieNet. I think there are better choices they could have made.
Now, you talked about the provider, right, that they still have to find one when this goes up. I mean, is it realistic to think this project will eventually just, hey, we can't do it anymore? And what they have put up, they could sell to a benefit of the county? I mean, or are they going to be out the money they put into?
They would never recoup what will have been spent.
Wow. And that's just more of the poor decision-making at Erie County level, would you say? I mean, there's a theme of this in the Rath building?
Yeah, I think so. I think there is a sort of pervasive mindset that doesn't respect our tax dollars. You know, if it's federal money, that's not county money, so they don't consider it to be precious. Whereas, you know, as a taxpayer, you've paid all of it. You don't want to see any of it go to waste.
You know, we've had so much about these debates between the county executive and the legislature about spending the money on hand or charging, right, getting a loan for big road projects. Do you feel that should even be a question? If you have the money on hand, should you not, as a county, be spending that?
Oh, absolutely. You spend what you have on hand first. And my understanding is the county has years ago bonded out for some road infrastructure projects, received the money. We're now paying interest on the bond, but they haven't done the work yet. Okay.
Oh, man.
So, there's a lot of issues and a lot of things that the comptroller should be following and reporting on. I don't blame anyone in the legislature for this, because it's the duty of the comptroller to watch the spending and report back. And not just to the county legislator. The comptroller needs to be reporting directly to the taxpayer.
Yeah, I mean, the comptroller is supposed to push back, right? I mean, that is pretty much the job of the comptroller. And it's surprising, because the county executive once was the comptroller, but it seems like now he doesn't want any kind of pushback.
Right. The comptroller should be the watchdog, the penny pincher, okay? Because it is the nature of government to grow and expand and to become wasteful and bloated over time. You need someone who's going to push back against it and point out very specifically where the wasteful spending is happening.
And for a county of under 1 million people, I think this government is way too bloated.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, is that like the obvious thing to say?
Yeah, but for Erie County, but for many levels of government. And you'll find that most of that bloat is in administration. Okay, no one would say we don't have enough police officers on the streets. We don't have enough people working on repairing our roads. But boy, do we have tons of administrators and patronage positions. And that's where the waste is. And someone has to have the courage to point it out, say that it's wrong, and, you know, rally the troops to demand better.
You know, so many people have asked about the illegals who were standing right behind the studio here at the hotel, and we were told that, hey, New York City's paying for that. It's all New York City. Do you think that's the job of the comptroller, to put what's really happening? Like, if there were county funds spent on that, should they be making that public to the taxpayer?
Oh, absolutely. And the question has been asked. So why don't we have an answer?
Right. Speaking of spending, I've been following the county executive, right? He goes to a lot of these conferences. He's been to D.C. twice this year. He's been to Philadelphia. He's been to South Dakota. He's been to Albany, all on these county government conferences, whatever. And the same guy, by the way, who said that your child could take a Zoom class, no problem. Do you think those things should be, because I asked Kevin Hardwick, I should probably give the background. I asked Kevin Hardwick, does the county fund these trips? And he said yes, because the county might learn something. Now, I haven't gotten any report on the county learning anything. My sources in the legislature say that he doesn't even come back and say what he learned at these conferences. Is that something, again, it's not the money of ErieNet, but it's still tax dollars. Is that something that should be called out by the comptroller?
Absolutely. It's a very legitimate question. And if nothing valuable is being gained by going to these conferences, why should the taxpayers be funding Mark Poloncarz' personal trips?
Exactly. One conference is fine. But like I said, we're a county of less than 1 million people. Like, I mean, how much more do you've been in the job for 14 years. How much more do you have to learn? Right? I mean, I think that's a fair question. Mm-hmm. Now, Christine, you're on the campaign trail, and we're in the height of campaign season. I know what people say, Labor Day weekend, but let's be honest. We're talking campaign. How's the campaign going, and what are you hearing from the taxpayers out there?
Campaign is going fantastic, and we're getting people reaching out and connecting through my website, through my social media every day. They want to help with the campaign. They want to contribute. They want to volunteer, and I'm happy to have all of them. And so, going forward, we're just going to keep building on what we've been doing.
Any debates scheduled?
I've received an invitation to a League of Women Voters debate. They will hold it if both parties in a contested election agree. So we'll see.
I was thinking that, and also the St. Joe's debate, because I can't imagine Sean Ryan agreeing to a debate. So I was thinking maybe you and Hardwick would be at the St. Joe's debate this year as well.
I'd love to do it. If they ask, I'll be there.
Well, Christine, we'd like to host a debate here. If we could. I mean, Hardline is Hardwick's old show. So I would think that you guys would want to agree on that. I would love to moderate that, or you guys can pick whoever and I'll just sit back. But I think this is the biggest, outside of the city of Buffalo, this is the biggest county election on the ballot.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think this race is the top of the ballot race this year, and WBEN and Hardline would be a great forum. I'd love to do it.
I think so. And again, like I said, you guys can agree on a moderator if, maybe I'm too one way. That's fine. I understand. But I think it'd be great to get the candidates to talk. One thing I say about today's politics is we don't talk enough with the people we disagree with. It's all echo chamber. Your past opponent, Sean Ryan, won't come on the air. I mean, he's the leading contender going into the mayoral race. So I always invite as much as we can of having both sides represented. So I'm hoping to see that.
Yes.
Christine, what are your social medias if people want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, the website is Czarnik for Comptroller. That's Czarnik for Comptroller.com. And we're on Facebook, X, and Instagram. So just, search Christine for Comptroller or Czarnik for Comptroller. Either one should get you there.
All right. And I'm sure we'll be talking more as we get closer to the election.
I hope so.
Christine Czarnik, she is running for Erie County Comptroller, talking ErieNet and a lot of county issues.
Vous êtes où?
Vous êtes où?
Babbel's bite-sized lessons make it easy to learn words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel est amusant et facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue. Et cela ne prend que 15 minutes par jour.
When you want to really learn another language, it starts with Babbel. Babbel. Language for life, celebrating over 16 million subscriptions sold. Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
Car crashes don't happen in slow motion. They happen fast. In a crash, there's no time to check if your child's in the right car seat. Don't think you know. Know you know. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're taking care of business in Buffalo and Western New York with the West Her WBEN Buffalo Business Report. Hear it weekday mornings on WBEN. Read it online at WBEN.com. The West Her WBEN Buffalo Business Report with Lucas Buckley covers all the latest local business moves and more. Be the first to know with the West Her WBEN Buffalo Business Report. Welcome to West Her New York.
Live from the Buffalo Dental Group Studios, this is the voice of Buffalo, New York, USA. This is News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's 1:30 from the WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. An explosion early this morning killed three people and is being investigated at least primarily as a possible training accident. That's according to a law enforcement official briefed on the matter, who was not authorized to discuss the matter by name and spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity. Los Angeles fire officials say they responded to calls about a possible explosion around 7:30 Los Angeles time. Attorney General Pam Bondi said she learned about the deaths from U.S. Attorney Bill Assaley's office. His office did not immediately respond for comment. Ricky Crouch, the man accused of murdering 44-year-old Amanda Thompson yesterday morning in Buffalo, has been arrested. He was caught after leading police on a chase on the 90. Crouch crashed and was ejected from his vehicle. Mark Poloncarz reaffirms he will not be running for another term as Erie County Executive. There was a question if he was considering it after an online appeal taking donations to take part in a Mark Poloncarz for County Executive fundraiser at a Bisons game this September. Tickets to attend the event range from $100 to $2,500. A spokesperson for the County Executive says nothing has changed in Poloncarz's stance. Checking the WBEN 30-minute ticker, the Dow's down 212 at 44,272, NASDAQ down 5 at 20,881, S&P down 6 at 6,291. The WBEN Just Call Jed First Alert forecast calling for sunshine this afternoon, a high of 78. Clear tonight, low 59. Right now, sunny and 73 in Buffalo. Injured, Jed battles for 100% for you. Call Jed now, 839-3939, or calljed.com. I'm Tom Puckett. The WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom is the news feed that never stops. Stay in the know and follow our updated X feed for the latest by following at WBEN.
We all have a purpose in this life, and we're all forced to travel our journey. And good monuments preserve those stories for the next generations to draw upon.
Leon Kamm from Leon Kamm & Son, a fourth-generation local monument company. Leon's father, Parker, instilled in him an...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards, in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.